This is my low-carb life, how I lost 130 pounds and kept it off. Written by Keith McDaniel and read for you by the author. Introduction. When I visited my doctor in February 2016 for a physical exam, I had no idea how dramatically my life would change. I knew I was overweight and had some health issues, but I had no idea how heavy I had become until I stepped on the scale. 292 pounds is what the scale read. 292. I had known I was way too heavy, but I had no idea I weighed that much. The good news is that I evidently have pretty good genes because even at that weight, most of my blood work was either normal or near normal. I left the doctor's office that day in disbelief, discouraged, and disheartened. How in the world did I allow myself to gain so much weight? And at 58 years old, I wondered how much longer I could live before carrying that kind of weight was going to start wreaking havoc in my body. After a few days of soul searching, and after coming to the realization that if I wanted to live long enough to see my children grow into adults, I had to make a change. I knew I had to decide what my future was going to be. As someone who has spent their career as a documentary filmmaker doing research, I set out to find the best way for me to lose weight. Even though I have tried to lose weight for the better part of my life, I never felt the urgency and determination that I felt then. This time, I thought, it was actually a matter of life and death. So, I came up with a plan. I readied myself both physically and emotionally to make significant changes to the way I ate and the way I lived. Eventually, those changes started to pay off, and here I am, 5 years later, I'm proud to say that I went from 292 pounds to the weight I am today, which is 162 pounds. That's a total of 130 pounds that I lost by making some changes to my diet and lifestyle. I'm healthier now than I've ever been, and according to my doctor, my blood work is perfect. Since starting my weight loss journey, from time to time, I have posted about it on social media. I've had so many people respond with questions, comments, and praise. Every comment is an encouragement to keep me fighting the good fight and to continue on with this challenge of living my best life. After answering tons of questions about how I succeeded, in January 2020, I started a podcast called My Low Carb Life with Keith McDaniel, to share some of what I have learned about health, nutrition, and the way I have lost weight and changed my life. As the podcast gathered momentum and followers, I decided that I would write this book to share even more of my story. So, this book is for you. It is for those who have struggled and failed. It is for those who just need a little bit of encouragement and motivation. It is for those who want to find a way to live their best life. My hope is that this book is a mix of self-help, instruction, and motivation all rolled into one. But keep in mind, I'm no expert. I'm just a guy who found a way to make some changes that resulted in me losing 130 pounds and changing my life for the better. In this book, I will tell you how I changed my life. I will tell you how I embraced a new way of eating and living. I will tell you how those changes impacted almost everything I did. I will tell you how they changed the way I think about food, nutrition, and life in general. Hopefully, you will find something in its pages that will inspire, motivate, and/or educate you to do something that will improve your health and quality of life for the rest of your life. Chapter 1. I am not a doctor. You might think that if someone is going to write a book about health and nutrition, then they should have a medical degree or a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?